There was a story recently of Jesus sitting outside a house on a bench. Inside the house, there was a party going on and it was in full swing. And suddenly, a man put his head round the door and called, "Hey, Jesus, we need you in here. Someone wants healing." Jesus sighed and said, "They don't want me. They want what I can give them." There is a party going on in some places and it isn't wrong, but there is something beyond the party. Something beyond your needs being met, something beyond the warm fuzzy, something beyond the healing, and that something is Him. So my question today to you is, do you want Him or what He can give you? There isn't a right answer here, but your response may give a clue as to whether you are a follower or a disciple. "You are those who have stayed with me through my trials," Jesus said to the disciples. Followers, you see, turn back. Believers, turn back. It's no disgrace, no condemnation. He doesn't do those. Shame, disgrace, judgment, doesn't do them. But this is going to be a hard road, and you do need to understand what you're committing to when you decide to become a disciple. Attitude will determine altitude. Decisions will determine destiny. It is not about how you start, but how you finish. You are going to need staying power, endurance, fortitude. Everything must be done for an audience of one. He must be enough. When your strength fails, when hope dies, and only He remains, where else can we go? Well, actually, we can go plenty of places, but it's here, at the end of yourself, that you find your beginning in Him. It is here that you find without Him, there's nothing. You find it's true. Zilch, nada, nothing. Face down, out of gas, physical strength exhausted. Then He kicks in. As you begin to know the exhilaration of life in the Spirit, that after the cross there is resurrection, that I must decrease that He may increase, that all my fresh springs are in you, no one else, you. You are enough, all sufficient. El Shaddai, the breasted one, the nurturer, the one who sustains and upholds all things. When He's all you've got, you find out He's all you need. That'll be Him. The Pantocrator, Almighty God, the one who is ever present in His creation. Jehovah Sabaoth, the warrior king, the sustainer, provider, defender, and nourisher of His people. One with Him's always a majority. So how's it working out for you then? Still up for the climb? We need to leave base camp, you know. But He'll be climbing with us. So there's nothing to fear.